It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
I was getting ready to say good morning, but I guess it's evening now. It's evening, and no, this is not Prophetess Cadence McCall, but my voice should sound a little familiar to you by now. This is Apostle Dewan Holmes Rawlinson here in Jacksonville, Florida, filling in for Cadence again. She's, I think, somewhere in Pennsylvania doing the work of the Lord. Amen. That's good. I'm excited about our show, our broadcast today. We're going to be talking a lot about, talking about double-mindedness and mental magic, how mental magic in church, in Christendom, and you know, places you least expect it, how that literally almost begins to control you and cause you to walk in double-mindedness when you know that that is not of God and that it's not you. And so today we are talking about awakening to the truth of discernment, awakening to the truth of what is really going on so that you can walk in the freedom that you are supposed to walk in as a child of God and of the King. So we're excited to be here today with you. All right, don't forget, later on, remember, we're here for an hour, so a little bit later on, we are going to be prophesying and praying for you as well. So don't forget to give us a call at 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. Don't call now. Do not. But I know some of you guys are trying to get in. So let me share with you a little bit about why we decided to move in this direction with this topic. The last week, I've been really releasing on what mental magic looked like, mental suggestion, all of that. And lo and behold, I've been holding on to this for a little while. The moment I released it, my inbox started going off. People started calling and inboxing, saying that it was really helping them. So if you're out there, I want to talk to you because some of you guys are dealing with double-mindedness and you shouldn't have to deal with it. Some of you know something isn't quite right and you can't seem to put your finger on it. That's what we are dealing with today. So listen up. I'm going to read to you a little post, portion of an article. And then I have a special guest who has had a breakthrough because of what we've been teaching. And I want you to hear how the truth really awakened in her life and what it has awakened in her life since hearing this. And don't forget, later on, we're going to prophesy to you. So get ready. It's like speed dialing to get in because there's so many of you guys who call in and say, oh, my goodness, I can't get in. All right. So I believe one of the biggest challenges with the state of the prophetic today is that there is not enough strong discernment to determine when an enemy has entered the camp. And as a matter of fact, many have been so awestruck with mental manipulation and tools of suggestion that they can't seem to discern the difference between God's authentic mouthpieces and those who have weaved in mind manipulation and divination to give the impression of high-level prophetics. And so when prophets cross over into mental magic, it's often hard to discern because people are so enamored by the results that tug and play with their emotions. Now we all know the brain is the most complicated and complex organ in the body. It houses the mind, and once you learn how to manipulate your mind and that of others instead of truly being bathed in Holy Spirit, you begin to move into what I call faulty prophetics. Faulty prophetics, all right? But nevertheless, because of phenomenal results, many can't discern or won't admit the truth about what they are seeing and hearing that clearly may not be God. This is not to negate the power of God. Now, we believe in the power of God, but this is simply to say that power magic is so prevalent in society right now. If you're not careful as a prophet or a prophetic enthusiast, you will and can get tricked. Oh, my goodness. You will get tricked. And then days later, you'll say, oh, my gosh, I think I was tricked. I think I was bamboozled. But mental suggestion is also a form of manipulation and another form of what I call mental magic. And most times mental suggestion happens during hypnosis. But for those who are quite skilled, in control tactics, it can happen when folks are wide awake. Mental suggestion is when someone weaves strong stories together, kind of as if they are documenting one thing, but are really using the details released to suggest other things regarding specific people and situations without really honoring the truth. That's what mental magic does. There's lots of suggestions to form a story that looks like the truth, but is really not the truth. And mental suggestion is a form of mental magic that's used many times by people who are trying to save face, or they're trying to cover up the truth before it's exposed, or they're trying to kind of get ahead of what's about to be exposed. Now, keep in mind, here's my sidebar. I believe in this hour, God is exposing a lot, and not just the body of Christ, but all over. So you will begin to see many people kind of weaving in and out of this thing as God begins to expose the, what's right and what's wrong. And so mental suggestion is a form of not just manipulation, but control, and takes place on church platforms. It takes place in politics. It takes place all over the place. And those who abhor conflict and candid communication would rather sometimes try to create reality based on the power of suggestion. We see this and are seeing this in the political arena today. The power of suggestion will cause you to think that truth is here when it's really not the truth. Don't forget that to like the page, like the post, and share. We want to share. We want to get the word out about what we're doing here. Okay, so typically those who operate in strong mental suggestion and manipulation have been doing so for so long, they can't really seem to fathom what happened. But guess what? It begins to wreak havoc in the lives of believers, because now what you think is the truth, you're being told is not the truth. Now what you think is a lie, you've been told is the truth. Next thing you know, you're being manipulated by strong suggestions, and you start moving in the opposite direction that you know God is calling you in. You start moving the opposite way because of mental suggestion and because of manipulation, and many times you don't realize it until it's too late. You don't realize it until all of a sudden you're in a jacked up relationship. All of a sudden you have moved on the other side of the world. All of a sudden, things are not coming together. And so that's what I've been teaching on the last few weeks. And yesterday or Thursday, I did a teaching in my inner circle, on the prophetic inner circle that I have for mentees of mine. And it just broke so many, it broke a lot of bondage. So I said, oh my goodness, we got to release that. So that's what we're talking about. But today, I want to also explain to you, if you go in Genesis 41, we see about magicians and magic back in that time, and how even Pharaoh was trying to get to the magicians to tell them the truth, but sometimes they couldn't even tell them the truth. And so that's why you got to be very careful about mental gymnastics and manipulation and all that kind of stuff. But I want to bring on today Samantha Singletary, who is one of my mentees, but she's also been here for a little while. She's up there in Georgia. You there, Samantha?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let me see. I can hear you. Yes, I hear you. Okay. Okay, so you've been inboxing me since when? This morning, talking about how that teaching has helped you. But let's talk about what you feel like, what God has helped you with, and what he's awakened you to just by hearing that teaching and how it's helped you.
Well, he basically awakened me to the fact that 8 years ago, that same situation happened to me, that same type of mental suggestion and manipulation happened to me. And I've been holding on to the why, because my life went from successful to impoverished to turned, flipped upside down. It didn't make sense to me. And so this morning I was asleep and he woke me up like at 7 something and said, go to listen to your group's session. I was like, okay. And what you taught on was the answer, was the why. It gave me the why. The 8 years of this has been, it looked like a cycle to me, but you gave me the why. And no one has ever been, everything has always been symptom treated, but never uprooted. And so the message that you taught uprooted the issue for me. And even today, even for us today, our my outlook, everything is just, I'm shifted. And it's amazing how that happens to you.
Okay, very good. Now, some of y'all who are online, you're saying, go to, what is it, praise1079.com. Praise1079.com. What? Is that it? Praise1079.com if you want to hear the other part of it. Because when you're listening here online, you're not going to hear everything. But the bottom line is what she's saying is that it awakened truth in her life. It awakened an answer that she had been searching for. Did I hear you correctly saying you really had been searching for about 8 years for an answer that you couldn't come up with?
For 8 years. I've held that for 8 long years. And it's been something I've been conversating with God about for 8 years. I kept saying, Lord, why? I'm the why kid. So everything to me should have a why answer. Mm-hmm. And then I believe that because God has answers to everything. And so, for 8 years, no one could, no matter who it was in ministry, no one could tell me
what was going on.
Why did that, what caused me to move from the place of destiny? God had literally moved me and positioned me for destiny.
Wow.
He relocated me inside of my destiny, and my destiny got distorted. And it didn't happen in the world. It didn't happen. I was saying this morning on my Facebook Live, it didn't happen with things of the world. The enemy knew that the thing to do was to suggest do this blindness. And you were talking about how it's almost like you walk away from the person or you leave the situation. It's like a haze comes off of you and you're kind of like, what just happened? And that would happen to me repeatedly over a long period of time, but I couldn't put my pinpoints on it. And, this morning God just said, there's your answer. You've been
Amen.
Asking
That's
me
good.
Why.
Right. Now, see, let me share this. I'm standing up now. I'm standing up. I feel like I got to preach now because I really want the people who are listening everywhere. Again, go to 1079.com, praise1079.com to hear the other side. You guys have got to listen to this. Some of you in Jacksonville, I know you're hearing it, but those who are online, you got to hear the other side of this. What I'm talking about now is that sometimes double-mindedness happens because there is literally mental suggestion and mental magic taking place in your life. And in the midst of it taking place, you cannot identify what is going on. It begins to happen so much in your life or in a position or a time in your life where you can't even verbalize what is happening. You just know that something is happening that isn't quite right. And what Samantha was saying is that God had set her up for destiny. But because he set her up from destiny and she was connected to something that was disturbing, it was like her destiny got distorted. And in the distortion, here comes the double-mindedness. And then here comes her getting off course of destiny. So what happens when you know that God has spoken over your life, when you know that God has released over your life, yet all of a sudden it takes a turn for the bad. It takes a turn for the worst. What happens and how do you identify when maybe, just maybe, something else is going on? We talk a lot about warfare in the church. We talk a lot about things that we can control ourselves. But what begins to happen when someone in your life or I'm saying even people in leadership sometimes are so strong in suggesting things that it's almost like there's a hypnosis that takes place that causes you to move in ways that you normally wouldn't move in, that causes you to act ways that you normally wouldn't act? What begins to happen and how do you handle that? That's what we're talking about today. How do you awaken to the truth of the matter? And then what do you do when truth comes forth? So Samantha, what did you do when all of a sudden you awakened to the truth today and truth began to hit you in your face?
Oh my gosh. Well, the first thing I did that is very abnormal for me. For those that are close to me, it's very abnormal for me to go on Facebook Live and be transparent. But the first thing was, God, I was going to just type the message to you and kind of just move on. And the Lord said, no, you're going to need to profess the freedom because you have been wrestling with this for 8 years. And the thing he kept telling me, he said, you were like the woman with the issue of blood.
You have been carrying this around, and it's been, you've been treated symptomly, but the disease never was uprooted. Mm. And today it's uprooted. And the first thing he brought to me to do was he told me, he said, your agreement is powerful. See, though they did the mental suggestion in the at the altar and said that this was the person you should marry and this is the way God was taking you, you should move here and you should not do that, though they did all that, your agreement helped that thing flow. So he said, now you got to go back and break your agreement with the magic.
And oh, so my goodness. Yes, oh, my goodness. She said God told her she had to go back and break the agreement with the magic. I'm telling you, agreement is a powerful thing. We talk about that all the time. All we need is, you just need one person to agree with you. But what happens when you come into agreement with the wrong thing and things begin to happen over your life? Oh, my goodness. That's good. Tell me more.
So after he told me to break the agreement with it, then he took me and he said, now, listen, this didn't come because of a sin, because we always go, like, as believers, we always go to, well, you know, I must have did something. I did something. And he said, no, he said, because as a child, you were never affirmed in your true identity. That's why you've always been unstable in all your ways. But because you've been affirmed as a prophet, because it has been solidified in your identity, there's stability now. So now you can break the agreement with the black magic, with the witchcraft that happened. We use different terminologies, but the mental magic that happened, it really was mental magic. It really was. It was definitely, for sure, mental magic. He said, you can break the agreement, but now it is important that even with your children and other people come across, that you affirm who their identity is so the mental magic can't work. Because he showed me that for me, it worked because I was never stable in my identity in the first place as a prophet, because someone said you weren't and someone said you're not and someone said you're an evangelist, someone said you're a teach. You know, you're everywhere. So, and that scripture says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So I had spiritual double-mindedness that made it available for that mental persuasion to detour me off my destiny.
Oh, my goodness. That's powerful.
Oh, it was so good.
Right. And so what you're saying, though, is actually God gave you the same scripture that I was teaching on, right, which is a double,
yes.
James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I'm about to look up the rest of it so I can really read it and teach a little. Then, folks, in a few minutes, we're going to open up the line so that we can pray and prophesy over you. But, Samantha, hit on that one more time so the people can really understand coming out of agreement with this stuff.
You've got to recognize where you've come in agreement with that. When God brings the truth to you, this is the thing. We've got to want truth. And I said this morning, don't let go of your why, because your why will bring you the truth. You know, sometimes people tell us, don't ask God why, just let it go. Don't let your why go, because your why will pull truth to you that will deliver you. So I, for 8 years, I've had this why. I've had apostle after apostle, prophet after prophet, that gave me encouragement out of the situations I was undergoing. But it never diffused the warfare of it. But I never let go of my why. So there was like three things God gave me. One was, you did good to hold on, to keep asking me why. You did good not to let that go. He did tell me that. You did good to not let go. Because no answer was the answer. This was the answer. I had been subdued. I'd been overtaken. But then I really had to verbalize the breaking of the agreement, meaning I had to speak from my mouth. I no longer agree with the mental magic that seduced me and detoured me from my destiny.
Okay, hold on. All right, so folks, guess what? You got to break the agreement, let it come out your mouth, and say that you break the agreement. But you also, what? You have to... Samantha, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I got hyped.
Yeah, well, not only do you break the agreement, but you have to begin to declare and decree what will be as well. And so many times we as people of God forget that there's power in our tongue and there's power with what we prophesy, but we also have to agree to come out of agreement with what is going on. You got to remember that, folks. You got to remember that.
Yes, that is the most important part of breaking this mental magic, is really breaking your agreement with it. It's just as simple as vocalizing, I'm breaking my agreement. And then you have to then profess that I'm going to stand in full faith.
Amen.
It's my destiny.
Amen.
You're going to have to profess it, because that agreement made you double-minded. So you never really had, like God was saying this morning, you never really had full faith.
Exactly. And listen to this, folks. That's why the word says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And before that, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So here's the key. When you're double-minded, or if someone is over you working mental suggestion and mental magic, guess what? You are literally being led by deception. You are being led by double-mindedness. So how can you even go to God in faith? Because now you're tossing to and fro. One minute you're for God, the next minute you're not for God. One minute you believe, the next minute you don't believe. One minute, oh my goodness, you're happy, you got all these things going on. The next minute you're down and out, because deception is literally ruling your life. And I'm telling you, people of God, you've got to come out of agreement with that thing. And you've got to know that you know that you know that God is in control. Are you hearing me? It's so serious. And why am I talking about this? She said she had to come into agreement with who she was as a prophet of God as well. I'm telling you, many people will try to convince prophetic voices that they don't exist. They will try to convince prophets that they are not prophets. And when you fall for that foolishness, you literally become a double-minded man, because despite what God has told you, you begin to succumb to what others say. And this is not the season for you to succumb to what others say about who you are and who you are not. When God tells you that you're a prophet of his, you've got to be confident in that thing. And you cannot let family, friends, and everybody else try to tell you who you are not, because what you literally do is you come into agreement with double-mindedness. That sounds yes. about right, huh, Samantha?
Yes, yes, that is it. You come into full agreement with that double-mindedness, and then it opens the door and it gives access to mental magic.
Amen. And she said it opens the door and gives access to mental magic. All right, Samantha, we appreciate you calling in.
Right.
Thank you so much. It's about that time. We're getting ready to prophesy and pray, but God bless you, Samantha. We appreciate you, and thank you so much for your testimony.
No problem. Have a great night.
Okay, you too. Hallelujah. And so here's what's going on, people of God. This is what we're talking about. You got to come out of double-mindedness. Don't forget, like this page, like this post, and share. If you're listening online, if you're listening via the radio here in Jacksonville, Florida, hey, call somebody, text somebody, and tell them that we are live on the air. We're getting ready to pray and prophesy over those who are calling in. Don't forget, call in to 904-296-2251. But what I really want to do is release a prayer to break the spirit of double-mindedness as well, okay? I want to, I'm going to pray to break the spirit of double-mindedness. And we got to call you guys out of agreement with what others have said that causes you to walk in deception, all right? You've got to begin to understand and walk in who you are fully, as a prophet of God, as a prophetic voice, as a prophetic intercessor, all of the above. All right, so let me just pray for the spirit of double-mindedness to come off of you, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. Don't forget to dial 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. And so, God, right now, I come against the spirit of double-mindedness. I break the power of, I'm saying black magic now, black magic, white magic, mental magic, mental suggestion. I break the power of control that comes up on the people of God because someone in authority or someone in close proximity around them have been speaking mental suggestion and mental magic over them. We break the spirit of double-mindedness, and we break the spirit of false agreement. God, I come against the spirit of false agreement, and I say that it's null and void, that it will not work now. I thank you, God, for awakening us to the truth. Hallelujah. I thank you for awakening us to the truth of who you are, whose we are, and what you've called and assigned us to do and to be in this day. And so, God, we thank you right now. God, we thank you for what you're doing. And I come against that thing that would cause you to go into depression, oppression, and all of that simply because someone has spoken something over you. I come against the lies that have been spoken over you that is not of God. We break that now in Jesus' name, and we declare and we decree that all that is null and void. All right. Monica?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Getting good? Feeling good?
Oh, yeah. All of the above.
All right. So you want prayer or prophecy tonight?
Prophecy.
All right. Cool. Monica, where are you calling from?
From Houston, Texas.
Houston! Houston's in the house. All right. Even now, Monica, I hear right now, I keep seeing you walking into a new level of joy and a new level of peace that surpasses all understanding. I see right now God is shifting you into a season where the stuff that used to bother you will not bother you anymore. It will not overtake you anymore. And so God says, watch what I begin to do as you begin to even walk in another level of my fruit. For this is the season where I will release fruit that remains, says the Spirit of the living God. So God says, find it not strange that even I will call you to start ministering and really sharing with people the testimony of how you got from A to Z in this season. And so God says, my daughter, watch, I'm about to give you indeed beauty for ashes. And he said, I'm about to cause even your smile to just get bigger because of what I'm doing in your life. And so God says, know that all the false burdens that you used to carry and the false, burdens. God says, I'm calling those burdens, false burdens, to come off of you in this season. And he says, watch, I'm also going to send genuine friends and genuine people who really are concerned about this season in your life. So he says, watch, and he says, don't be skeptical as I begin to send some new folks into your life as well. And I hear God saying, don't be weary in due season. You're about to reap if you faint not. Amen?
Amen. That's just confirmation. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Very good. Glad to hear that. Confirmation is always good, folks. When we prophesy and we prophetically intercede, there should be some sort of confirmation, and that's what we are here to do. I believe that people in church, in Christendom, I believe that everybody is able to receive prophetically. They should not be afraid. You should not be afraid to ask for prophecy, all right? Because prophecy, basic prophecy, is to edify, to exhort, and to comfort the people of God. That's basic prophecy. But again, that's what we're here to do. All right. Mikhail?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. I can barely hear you, Mikhail.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
you
good.
You hear me now?
You good?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You just want prophecy?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, cool. Mikhail, even now, God says, I'm dealing with some deep areas in your heart that you've been that you've had covered up for a season. He says, know, my son, that even though you've been told that big boys don't cry, he said, this is a season where I am even going to deal with some things of your heart, some hidden issues in your heart that have even kind of come to the forefront now. God says, know, my son, that I'm about to even do a new work in your life. So he says, watch what I begin to do, even as I release dreams and visions unto you that cannot be understood. He said, know that I will release my mysteries to you, but I'm also in the next season going to give you the ability to interpret what I begin to show you. So he says, make sure in this season that you come to me with all your heart, your mind, your strength, your soul. And he says, as you begin to lay at my altar, he said, I'm going to allow my fire to come over you, and my fire is going to literally remold you for who I need you to be in this hour. For yes, I have called you to be a man of valor, he said, but I call you to be a man of prayer and a man who's not afraid to praise me, says the Spirit of the living God.
Amen. Yes. I received that. Yes.
Say that again.
I said I received that.
You do.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Look, and don't be surprised. I see. God is really going to speak to you in dreams. When you go to bed, just say, God, you know, I'm here to receive, but also don't get spooked by what he shows you. Amen?
Amen.
Because there's some things that he wants to deal with and some things that he's going to cause you to even be healed from, that things that happened in the past. But God says, hey, my son, you're on the right path. So, you know, get in that right path and stay in me. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you. All right. Don't forget, this is Apostle Dewan Holmes Rollinson. I'm here in Jacksonville, Florida. Cadence is off ministering in Pennsylvania. I believe that's where she is. So we're excited to be with you on this broadcast. Don't forget, on Sundays, we meet 3:30 to 5:30 at Global Prophetic Life. It's 3:30 to 5:30 in the Bay Meadows section of Jacksonville, 8535 Bay Meadows. 8535, we're there 3:30 to 5:30, and it's all about his presence and his power and walking in purpose. And this season right now, we're getting ready to move into a series all about prayer, winning prayers, how to have winning prayers when life seems like makes you feel like you're losing. All right, Victoria?
Yes.
Hey, Victoria, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good. You here in Jacksonville?
Yes.
All right, you want prophecy?
Yes, please.
Or prayer? All right, Victoria. I see in the spirit, God says, I know that, he says, my daughter, don't be afraid to wail in front of me and to continue to tell me about the deep, I don't want to say secrets, but that's what I see, secrets of your heart. God says, my daughter, know that I want you to get to know me in a better way. And even as you get to know me in a better way, he said, you're going to really begin to understand how I communicate and why I communicate. And so God says, no, my daughter, that I'm going to take you to deeper levels in me. And as I take you to deeper levels in me, he said, I'm going to cause you to document these things. And he says, as you document, he says, watch what begins to happen. I really see, I'm seeing the word poems. I don't know if you have thought about poems or writing poetry, I don't know. But I see God says, don't be surprised when the spirit of the scribe begins to come upon you to be able to write, to begin to document, and to really begin to talk about his goodness and even the things that you have gone through that will impact and encourage others. So God says, no, my daughters, that in this season, he said, I'm really causing you as an authentic one to come forth like never before. And he says, even in the areas of your family, and I see some a little bit finances, he says, know that I've already caused you to win. He says, begin to declare and to decree what you already believe. He says, don't succumb to what others say, but declare what I've already told you is going to happen. And he says, then you will begin to really see the winning way. All right?
All right.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Christina?
Hello?
I can barely hear you. Is that Christina? I want to make sure I'm talking to the right person.
Yes.
All right. How you doing?
Good.
You here in Jacksonville?
Yes, I am.
All right. You calling for prayer, prophecy? What's going on?
Both.
Okay, both. All right. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to prophesy, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Christina. Hallelujah. God, I thank you so much for Christina. I thank you for purpose, plan, and destiny being her portion even now. And God, right now, I come against anything not like you that will wreak havoc in your life. God, I release up unto her another level of strength and joy. I declare that the joy of the Lord is her strength. The strength of the Lord is her joy. God, I declare that her latter days shall be better than her former days. And so right now, God, I thank you for causing her to be able to move forward. I prophesy spiritual stamina around her, not just in the natural, but in the spirit. And we thank you, God, for who she is and where you're causing her to go, even in this season. And Christina, I hear God saying, no, that even as you begin to open up your mouth and praise me and open up your mouth and worship me, he says, new melodies shall begin to come forth. Hallelujah. He said, as I release another level of my revelation and as I release another level of my wisdom for you, and God says, don't be afraid. Even in the areas where you have been hurt, God says, that I still love you with an unconditional love. And though sometimes it seemed as though maybe I wasn't anywhere to be found, God says, no, my daughters, that I hear you and I have heard you and I will never let you go. For this is a season also where I am marking you as mine, says the Spirit of the living God. Amen.
Amen. I received it.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. All right. Man, don't forget, you can call in 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. Now let me tell you what I'm teaching about tomorrow. I find it. The series is how to push out winning prayers when it feels like you're losing in life. How to push out winning prayers when it feels like you're losing in life. I'm telling you, people of God, now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to throw in the towel. Even in the dark areas, know that God is going to cause you to awaken unto him. Know that even through the trials and tribulations, the God that I serve is about to cause you to be awakened into the newness of him, because this is the season that he's opening things up. So even when it feels like you're losing in life, God says, watch me show you how to pray winning prayers that matter. All right, Kenya.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You here in Jacksonville?
I am.
All right.
I'm a student at UNS.
I don't know why. Is everybody calling in low? Or is it my headset? No, it's all right. All right, Kenya. So am I praying or prophesying over you?
Prophesying, please.
All right, Kenya.
Okay.
Okay, good. Now, Kenya, as I look at you and as I see your name and see you, I hear God saying that don't forget to document everything that I'm doing in your life. I see God, the spirit of creativity upon you. And God says, my daughter, know that I place a special level of creativity on the inside of you. And it's not just about what you can do with your hands, but he says it's about what you can do with the mind that I've given you. And so he says, my daughter, know that I'm going to even cause another level of ingenuity to come up on you. And he says, don't be afraid to try new things, even as it relates to entrepreneurship, because even at this stage in your life, God says, that's the way that I cause my sons and my daughters to move forward in another level of wealth. So God says, watch what I begin to do in your life. And he says, watch even what I begin to have you document. I see such a freshness around you. I see flowers just sprouting up all around you. And God says, in this season, I'm giving you and have given you a new lease on life. He says, so don't be afraid of what you begin to see. And he says, don't let the things that you see, even during the daytime as you're walking or as you're driving, as you're just sitting there, he said, don't let the things that you see that I show you. He said, don't let those things scare you or cause you to pull back. He says, dig deeper. And as you dig deeper in me, he says, watch me begin to put all the pieces of your life back together again. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tanya.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am well. I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there. All right.
Yeah.
Prayer, prophecy, or... What's going on?
Kind of both. I was listening to the other young lady, and as for me as well, I have like a why. I just kind of want a why or an explanation.
I got you.
Unhappy marriage. And I have a question, these questions as to why is this happening. I know about forgiveness and that I should forgive, but in terms of him saying, I love you, I have a question as to why the rejection or the ignoring or why. And I think it's much deeper than just the non-communication thing. It's just, I feel like her, like, it's a why. Like, why?
Why? Why in the world is this happening?
I know things happen. There's trials, there's tribulations. I understand that. But it's just this question as to, is it something deeper or why?
Okay,
since
I got you.
Saying one thing and doing another thing, and your action doesn't
line up
what you're saying.
Right.
Is there something else working? And I know, you know, we wrestle not against
flesh and blood.
It's things deeper. And if it's not, it's not. But it's just like, what is it?
And right, I got you. Let me tell you this. I'm going to stop you right there because I've heard this a lot, and I want you to know sometimes it is just as deep as you think it is. Sometimes it is a demon. Sometimes it's that other side, that other force, and you've got to decide, how can you take authority over this thing, all right? That's part of what this thing is. And sometimes you just need to be educated or you need a little bit more help in that area. But also what I'm saying to you, folks, listen to God, but don't succumb to what God is not causing or calling you to endure. Remember that, all right? All right. Yes. It's Tanya, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. So what I want to do, Tanya, I want to pray that God gives you a settling, that he settles your spirit, but even in settling your spirit, that you really begin to pay attention to what he's exposing and what he's showing you. Because I see by the the Spirit of God that the Spirit of wisdom is upon you. Are you hearing me? I know you have the Spirit of wisdom. I know that you are one who people cannot fool easily. And so God says, my daughter, know that even in this season, he said, I'm exposing the truth. I'm showing you the truth. But even in the truth of the matter, he says, yes, you have to forgive. But God says, no, my daughter, that I want the best for you. And I'm calling you to move forward in the best. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Tanya before you. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over her mind, over her ears, over her eye gates. God, everything that concerns her, God, I thank you for speaking to her. God, I thank you for showing her dreams, giving her vision, giving her another level of understanding as to this why in the name of Jesus. God, over the next 7 days, begin to show her, God, that even sometimes it's not even about her, it's not even personal, but sometimes, God, you allow things to happen for the bigger good so that she can help others along the way. But right now, God, anything wreaking havoc in her life, we break it. Power, we come against it, and we declare and decree that it's null and void. God, I speak to the atmosphere and to the situations concerning her household, and I command that thing to line up with the word of God and the will of God for her life. God, I say, let your kingdom come, let your will be done now in her life as it already is in heaven. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, God, we praise you, God, we thank you, and God, we honor you for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. God, I stand with the spirit of expectancy, expecting, hallelujah, expecting the testimony to come forth in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Gretchel?
Yes.
Hey there. You want prayer or prophecy?
Both.
Look, everybody's like, oh, I want both tonight. I want both. All right. God, we thank you for Gretchel. God, we thank you, God, for purpose, plan, and destiny. God, I thank you for her spirit, man. I thank you, God, for even the softness on the inside of her, man, her voice. God, I thank you for who she is. I thank you, God, that even in this day of awakening, hallelujah, I see God saying this is a day of awakening and a day where he's causing you to come full circle, even as you begin to dig deeper and to want to know more about him and the purpose, plan, and destiny that he has for your life. God says, daughter, watch me begin to put an exclamation mark over your life so that the questions will begin to cease, says the Spirit of the living God. And God says, no, my daughter, that I have planted you and placed you in this region for a season as this. And so God says, as you begin to embrace who you are and who I've called you to be, he says, watch things begin to really come together, come full circle, says the Spirit of the living God. And so God, I lift her up before you. I plead the blood of Jesus over her mind and over everything that concerns her, her spirit, her mind, her soul. I come against any spirits of nervousness, and I come against even any spirits of double-mindedness that would cause her not to be stable. God, we break that thing up in Jesus' name, and I thank you, God, for who she is. Amen, amen.
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 From Austin,
God bless you.
Texas.
All right. Harriet. And let me look and see what time it is so I can... Well, all right, Harriet, you there?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. All right. You want prayer, prophecy? What's going on?
Prophecy.
Okay, good. Harriet. Oh, my goodness. Harriet, God says the things that try to take you out will not be your portion. He says even in the areas of depression that have really plagued your family and plagued your bloodline, he says, my daughter, know that I'm causing you to be bigger, better, and stronger than that thing. And so God says, I'm not going to allow the heaviness that would come over you, or that would almost seem like it's a cycle. God says, I'm not going to allow that to be your portion in this season. And so God says, remember who I am and what I've called and assigned you to do. God says, don't get caught up in the things around you that are not meant for your good. He says, in this season, I'm even causing the spirits of distraction to come up and off of you, because this is the season where I am calling you to move forth in destiny, says the Spirit of the living God. And so God says, my daughter, know that weeping may really endure for a night, but joy does come in the morning. And he says, know that it's morning time for you, says the Spirit of the living God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. And Antoinette?
Yes.
How's it going?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. You here in Jacksonville too? No.
No, ma'am. I am in Indiana.
Indiana. That's what, as soon as you said that. Very good. Well, look, we're glad you're calling in from Indiana for prophecy, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Antoinette, I see God saying that this is a time where you should try new endeavors. New endeavors are your portion, and new endeavors shall I bless. Even as it relates to business, I see business around you and I don't know if it's with your family or someone that you're connected to, but God says, no, my daughter, that this is a season where I will bless you. So he says in this season, don't forget to try again. Don't be afraid to try again, even if it didn't work out in the past. God says, no, my blessings are upon you, and even my grace is upon you. And so God says, as you begin to write the vision and make it plain, he says, watch me begin to connect those dots and watch me begin to bless you for a purpose. Because he says, it's my will and my purpose to bless you so that I can receive the glory in your life and in all that I've called and assigned you to do. And so God says, no, my daughter, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. And so in this season, he says, watch me call you out of sorrow and watch me begin to bless you. In Jesus' name, amen?
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. You. Kylo?
Yes, how you doing, Apostle?
I'm fine. How are you?
Amen. I'm pretty good.
All right. You want prayer, amen, prophecy, what?
Prophecy, but I did see you in a vision. I did see you in a vision.
Oh, you saw me in a vision?
Yes.
When?
I saw you maybe a couple of months ago. I walked in and you was with another lady and you said, that's him. And you walked in a room or office with another lady or something like that. But anyway, yeah, Jesus dropped me on my knees and stuff like that and spoke through the Son to me and stuff like that. But lately I've been seeing multitude of people. But okay. I'm sitting under apostle and a prophetess.
Right. I got you.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Kylo. All right, Kylo.
I'm about to receive. I'm in formation.
No, I know. Prophesy. Yeah, you're about to receive, because God says truly this is a season of transformation upon you, and this is a season where I'm even causing you to another level. He said even the things that used to take you out in the past, he said they shall not be your portion even in your future. But God says, no, I want my quiet time with you. God says, no, I want my time with you. No one else can have the time with you, because when you give me your time, God says, that's when I make your time my time. And so God says, there are some things that you've had on your list of things that you really want me to do in your life. He says, but watch, my son, as you begin to really come forth in the next level of understanding and wisdom and setting aside time for me, God says, watch me begin to do a new thing in your life. He said, find it not strange that I will even send others into your life who want to raise you up and who want to even mentor you and pour into you in this season, because it's very important that you understand the difference between good things and God things, says the Spirit of the living God. Amen?
Amen. Receive it. Thank you, Apostle. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. My pleasure, my pleasure, my pleasure. All right, folks, we got a few more minutes. I'm going to keep prophesying, but I want to remind you that we are on Sundays. We are 3:30 to 5:30. I'm starting a new series tomorrow called How to Push Out Winning Prayers When It Feels Like You're Losing in Life. That's our July Sunday series, 3:30 to 5:30 at 8535 Bay Meadows. That's at Global Prophetic Life, 8535 Bay Meadows in Jacksonville. We're talking about how to push out winning prayers when it feels like you're losing your life. So I'm talking to all y'all. You feel like you're losing in life. You feel like some things are happening that you cannot explain. I want you to meet me tomorrow, 3:30 to 5:30 at Global Prophetic Life for our series, How to Push Out Winning Prayers When It Feels Like You're Losing in Life. Get exposed and awakened to the truth. All right. Is it DeLoyne?
DeLoyne.
DeLoyne. All right. Just like it's spelled. DeLoyne. All right. You want prayer or prophecy?
Can I have both, please?
Yes, you may. Where are you located?
I'm in Jacksonville.
All right. Are you in Duval?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. Let me pray. God, we thank you so much for your daughter. God, we thank you, God, for her spirit that's ready to receive. I thank you, God, for healing the deep places in her heart that need to be healed. I thank you, God, that even as you move forward or as she moves forward in you in this season, God, that you're causing another level of just life to be released. I thank you, God, for her life and the life that you're causing her to be released over her, around her, and through her. God, I speak over her and declare and decree, no weapon form shall be able to prosper. It will not prosper in her life. And so, God, we thank you for who she is and for what you're doing. And even now, hallelujah. God, I thank you for where you're taking her in this season. God says, don't be surprised at the doors that I will begin to open, but even more, don't be surprised at the doors that I will cause shut. He said, because some doors have to shut in order for me to open new doors in your life and in order for me to do a new thing. So he says, my daughter, watch what I'm about to do. And he says, you don't get confused when I begin to do these things. He said, I'm rearranging some things in your life for your good. And he said, I'm causing you now. He said, I'm causing you now to really walk into the things that I've even caused you to dream about. But he says, don't get confused when I begin to do it. I'm just telling you, pay attention. Even when God closes a door and it seems a little bit uncomfortable, he says, watch, I'm about to open a door. And sometimes I've got to close some things in order to open some things in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Alicia?
Yes.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing well. Where are you?
Georgia.
Georgia. All right.
You know what?
What?
Yes. I wanted prophecy and prayer.
Okay. Everybody. Yeah, that's fine. Everybody wants prophecy and prayer. You know what? I plead the blood of Jesus over you. I plead the blood of Jesus over your sleep patterns and over everything that's taking place. I come against territorial spirits and anything that would go bump in night that's not of God. I break that thing now, and I thank God for what you're doing in and through the life of Alicia. And so, Alicia, even now, God says, he says, what? He said, this is a season where I need you to eat up my word. He says, as you begin to eat up my word and study my word, I'm going to begin to give you new revelation. And he says, new understanding and new wisdom as you begin to search out my scriptures, particularly regarding some things that others have told you. He said, rightly divide the word of truth. And as you do that, he said, I'm about to give you new revelation, new understanding, and new wisdom. Says, God, all right, we are running out of time. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. All right. So, folks, I am... it's always an honor for me to be here with you again. Prophetess Cadis is off doing what she does. You know, you never know where she's going to be. But this, again is Apostle Dwan Holmes Rawlinson. I'm the founder of the Global Institute of Church and Marketplace Prophets. If you weren't able to call in today and you need prayer or prophecy, just go to getprophecynow.com. Getprophecynow.com. I have prophets on all the time who are willing to pray and prophesy over you. And if you're in Jacksonville, meet us tomorrow, 3:30, 8535 Bay Meadows, 3:30, 8535 Bay Meadows, where we are talking about how to pray winning prayers when it feels like you're losing in life. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall. from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Listen again next week for Prophetess Cadence McCall.